Tales from Jackson Creek marks the fourth release in as many years for the eclectic quartet Harpeth Rising. And just like on previous CDs, the band devotes serious time to crafting and fine-tuning their original songs. Violinist and lead singer Jordana Greenberg.
You know, I think in some ways it feels like an imperative to us to play original music, and that's why we all went into this in the first place. You know, we have all this classical training, but we decided to move at least slightly away from that because we wanted to create original material, because that was our passion almost even before we were doing it. We knew that we felt that we needed to do that.
For a group that takes pride in creating original music, it would seem like a daunting task to continue pumping out a new CD each year. Not so, says Greenberg.
Several people have commented on sort of that as being a rapid rate of production, I guess, but we just keep making CDs when we have the material. And so the truth is that this is a very exciting profession, I guess. I mean, we love what we do, and so we're inspired by everything. And so we constantly write, whether we're on the road or we're at home. And every time we have a collection ready to go, we record it.
Tales from Jackson Creek also includes Harpeth Rising's first foray into writing original instrumentals alongside their songs. Banjo player and group co-founder Rebecca Reed Lunn explained the origins of Eris.
The very first banjo riff was kind of the first thing that came about, and then I presented it to everybody, and then we all collaborated on it actually while we were on tour. I think we were in Nebraska when we were writing most of it, and then in Paoli, Indiana for a lot of it as well. It was really a fun challenge for us because it's actually in 10, which is for most of the piece, so it's an unusual time signature for us folk music especially, and it combines some different kind of Americana things, some Latin music, a little bit of Ravel as well, because classical music is definitely still part of what we do.
Not to get too far away from what their fans have come to expect, Harpeth Rising has included one traditional song on the CD, but as Jordana Greenberg pointed out, their slow-burning instrumental version of House of the Rising Sun is closer to a jam session than any real arrangement.
The unique thing about House of the Rising Sun for us is that every time we perform it, we improvise large parts of it, which is incredibly fun. It's one of my favorite things, and so it turns into something new every time we play it. And so in that sense, we wanted to capture at least one version of it. And also, it was just something that a lot of our fans had requested that we record. To me in this album, I think that we all felt very confident about what we wanted to say and how we wanted it to sound. In some ways, that's a result of making four albums in 4 years. It seems like in some ways, you know, an amalgamation of what came before and then at the same time, the beginning of what we're going to do next. This album, it feels solid, it feels confident, and it feels exciting.
Harpeth Rising will officially launch their CD Tales from Jackson Bridge on Saturday, October 26th at 8 p.m. at Bloomington's Concerts in the Barn. For WFIU Arts, I'm David Wood.